Today, I have a very special workshop to share with you all about creating your own truly personalized wedding planning checklist. That's all coming up next on the Wedding Planning Podcast. Hey there, it's Cara, and the goal of our time here together on the Wedding Planning Podcast is pretty simple. I want you to have all the resources and the confidence to plan the wedding you want, minus the crushing stress, expense, and overwhelm that's felt by so many engaged couples. I've been sharing my signature wedding planning advice on the podcast for 8 years now, and for the first time ever, I've opened up my door to one-on-one wedding strategy calls. Whether you're looking for just one session to get your wedding plan started, or a series of ongoing support calls throughout your engagement, I'm here for you. Get the details and book your first call today when you visit wedpodcast.com. Enjoy the show. Why, hello there, my friend, and thank you, as always, for joining me this week on the Wedding Planning Podcast. It's a huge honor to be a part of your engagement plans, and I just want to say quickly that I'm thinking of you and your partner and sending all my best wishes for a happy engagement season. Today, we are going to talk all about exactly how you and your partner can craft your very own personalized wedding planning checklist. Now, I want to give you 1,000% permission to finally throw away that free wedding checklist that you found on the internet. I don't care if it's from Pinterest or a huge wedding website, you got it free in your email inbox, and I want you to stop spending time and money on all the crap on that checklist that's not even important to you. Now, tons of engaged couples are working with a really small wedding budget, and they're feeling completely overwhelmed and just ton of things on our plate. What do we do first? How do we even get started? So they turn to the internet and look for free wedding checklists and timelines as their guide to stay organized. Now, thinking all these wedding freebie resources are the key to pulling off an incredible wedding for not a lot of money, keeping our sanity, I want to walk you through why this is a huge mistake. Because what most couples never realize, what that overwhelmed couple who's planning their faces off and just wanting to pull their hair out, what they never realize is that mindlessly following all of the free guides and free checklists and free timelines, that's all going to lead you to ultimately spending a ton of your time and money on a bunch of crap that is not even important to you. All right, let me pause and back up for a minute, and I'm going to bring this to life with an example. Wedding programs are on your, quote, checklist. I mean, doesn't every wedding have to have a ceremony program, right? And your mom chimes in, and she wants also there to be menus and place cards and invitations. And the invitations have three enclosures, and they have RSVP cards, and then there are save the date cards. And as you're having this conversation with your mom and you're looking at your checklist that says you should have programs and place cards and invitations and enclosures and menus and save the dates, and you're looking on the internet and all of a sudden you're on Instagram and you're on Facebook and you're seeing all of these different deals on wedding stationery. You get an email from your wedding website that you signed up for that free checklist, and they email you that, wow, we have a special. You get free samples of stationery. You can get 50% off your order. And there's this beautiful all-in-one custom invitation suite that includes all the things, and it will match every single wedding theme that exists perfectly. And then all of the sudden you realize that you've spent $1,000 on paper products that you could really care less about from the very beginning. But you kind of got sucked into this rabbit hole, right? Because paper products, menus, programs, invitations, save the dates, enclosure cards, they're on my checklist and they were on sale. And let's be real, you didn't want to disappoint your mom. I can relate to that as well. But I ask you, after walking through that example, and you probably have one of your own where this has happened, is following that free wedding checklist with a bunch of generic stuff on it really a good idea? Wouldn't it have been much easier to just press pause at the start and acknowledge at the very beginning that you don't care about ceremony programs? And because you don't care about them and they're not a priority of yours, you're just going to skip them altogether. And the same goes for the other $900 worth of paper products that I listed in my example. Now, again, I know you may very well not be dealing with this in terms of paper products, but I would be willing to bet that there is something over the past few months, if you've been planning for some time now, that you can point to and say, damn it, we knew from the beginning that that wasn't important to us and we just gave in. Whether it was you gave in to your mom or you gave in to the ad you saw online or you just gave in because that's what everybody else does. And I'll also say here that that example about paper was something relatively small, the wedding programs. So what happens when you book a $6,000 videographer? That's a big investment. And you book the videographer because that's what everyone does, right? It's on my checklist. We have to have a videographer. And you hear things like, you're totally going to regret it if you don't have the most important day of your life captured on video, on film. And all the while, there's a little voice in the back of your head that knows you could come up with a workaround, and it knows that you don't really need or care if you have a cinematic quality movie theater version of your wedding on film, but you're going to just go with the flow because you only get married once in theory. And this is just what everyone does. They hire a videographer. And as the weeks and the months go by, that credit card statement keeps growing and it's full of stuff that doesn't really matter that much to you. But the checklist said so, so you did it. And this happens with flowers, with fancy cake, with favors, with a really expensive wedding dress, maybe expensive rental items like place settings and charger plates and chair slip covers, table linens. Is this really, really, really where we want to end up? Feeling pressured and judged by a free wedding checklist? If you're like me and you want to keep things simple and affordable while at the same time pulling off an unforgettable wedding that is full of true meaning, truly things that are meaningful to you, then you know that driving yourself crazy trying to fulfill every single thing on that wedding checklist is not the answer. Because just as I see the overwhelmed engaged couple every single day, I also see the completely grounded, unshakable couples who trust that they have all the answers inside and they know exactly what they want and they're not afraid to own it. And they say to hell with what everyone else thinks and what everyone else is doing and what every wedding planner says you should do and what your family thinks you should do. They are over it. That cool, calm, unshakable couple is saying no to the old way, and they're saying yes to an all new way to plan your wedding. And this new way is where your mindset, your values, and your wedding strategy are all in line with your priorities. Not the wedding checklist priorities, not the wedding industry's priorities. If you're ready for the new way to create a personalized wedding checklist, then coming up after a quick break, we're going to review exactly how to create your own wedding checklist that highlights only your most important priorities. I'll be back with so much more in just a minute. Susan's Travel Services is so excited to partner with you to plan your honeymoon, destination wedding, or maybe even your bachelor or bachelorette party. Susan and her team have been planning dream vacations for 27 years, and they are truly the best in the business for start-to-finish planning services. Travel and new experiences are incredibly special to me, and Susan and her team have helped me plan some unforgettable vacations, including a bachelorette party in Cabo and a family anniversary celebration in Cancun. They meticulously researched the best all-inclusive options for us based on some very specific priorities, and the professional assistance in choosing location, resort, activities, and transportation was absolutely priceless. Susan has been in the travel business for 27 years, and she personally travels to her recommended destinations all the time. So she has firsthand on-the-ground experience with all the amazing resorts, excursions, and services that she recommends. From all-inclusive resorts in Mexico and the Caribbean, overwater bungalows in the Maldives, or that African safari that you've always dreamed of, save yourself hours of research and guesswork and let Susan and her team find you the best options for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Reach out to Susan and her team today by emailing info@susanstravelservices.com. And be sure to let her know that I sent you and get $50 off your final booking or $200 off your destination wedding. Her email one more time is info@susanstravelservices.com.
Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Okay, welcome back, and thank you for taking the pledge with me to rip up that free wedding checklist that you found off the internet. It is time for us to get really, really tactical, and we're going to dive into exactly how you can create your very own personalized wedding checklist that highlights only your top priorities. We talked a lot last week about the overwhelmed engaged couple who gets so wrapped up in everyone else's expectations and what everyone else thinks they should do at the wedding and for the wedding, and they end up suffering a ton of unnecessary stress and guilt and anxiety over the process of their engagement. But not you, because we are going to do it in a way that reflects your values and your priorities. And when you do that, there's no room for being consumed with what else is going on. You put blinders on and you get laser focused about exactly what you want. And in order to do that, we are going to create you a checklist that only includes the things that truly matter to you. And if they're not important to you, then they're not on your checklist. And this right here is exactly where we can start to imagine feeling empowered, feeling free, and feeling incredibly light and excited to use your wedding as a way to connect with your loved ones and to create priceless once-in-a-lifetime memories and also become just a more fulfilled person in the process. And of course, I'm speaking to you as one person, but obviously this involves your fiancé as well. I'm speaking to the two of you as a partnership and as a couple. Just wanted to make sure that I point that out because it's very important. All right, so this, your engagement, this is not about a cookie cutter list of what you should or shouldn't do or value. It's a very personalized experience that is very different from couple to couple. So approaching your planning and your organizing in this way is exactly how you make your wedding unique and you make it stand out from every other wedding that your guests have ever been to. And you get to keep your sanity and stay really organized and on top of things in the process, which is a win all around. So the first thing to get started making your personalized checklist is I would love for you to take the list of wedding priorities that you made last week. And if you missed last week's show, it's a great starting point for this conversation. So I would really encourage you to hit pause. Go back and listen to last week's show about how to avoid being overwhelmed for your entire engagement, and then come back and pick it up here. Okay, so that list of your priorities, these are going to be the cornerstone non-negotiables on your wedding checklist. And you might have 3 to 5 things, you might have more than 5 things. That's totally fine. There's a ton of flexibility here. These core non-negotiable things will likely end up consuming the majority of your overall time, energy, and budget. And that is normal, and it's a good thing because it tells you that you are placing all of your eggs in the basket that you value the most. So I want these non-negotiable things to be the things that you are excited to say, yes, we want to put a lot of our budget there. We want to put a lot of our time and a lot of our attention there. That makes them important, and it tells you that they are truly important to you. And just to really illustrate and bring this to life, for a lot of couples, their big centerpiece non-negotiable things may be a really unique venue or really splurging on food and drinks because that really defines the guest experience. It might be photography and or videography. That's another really important centerpiece item for a lot of couples. Maybe for you, it's flowers and decor and just creating a very romantic ambiance. It could be a really, really, really classy designer dress. It doesn't have to be any of those things. It might be something I didn't even mention, but I just wanted to give you some specific examples of how we are starting to compile this list of your top priorities. All right, and then moving on, once you've identified your top priorities and you have them set in stone, go ahead and break down exactly how you're going to approach planning for each of those items. So for example, I'm going to go with venue. If finding an incredible, offbeat, super unique wedding venue is your top priority, then in this step, you're going to brainstorm exactly how you're going to break that down into small, actionable steps and specific to-do items for your personal checklist. So for example, with the venue, this might look like 1, research venues in the area. 2, make some phone calls and send some emails to collect the information. 3, schedule tours with all the front runners. 4, set a date to make a final decision. And a quick side note here, I can't tell you if the venue search or the dress hunt or whatever it is, I can't tell you if this needs to happen 12 months before your wedding date or 4 months before your wedding or 2 years before your wedding, because every single marketplace and every situation is so unique. So go through this process of identifying the subcategory things that you need to handle for each of your main priorities. And then this is all going to be the main framework for your wedding planning checklist. And then a note here quickly before we move on, your due dates, your timeline, and even your actual priorities themselves, they might change a little bit over the coming months, and that's totally fine. I was talking to a couple who was completely set on finding a private chartered sailboat for 30 of their closest family members and hosting a really intimate wedding out at sea. And they got 2 months down the road in just conceptualizing and gathering some information and the logistics, and they discovered that it's just not going to work out for a variety of different reasons. There's not one thing, but it's not going to work out, and they needed to pivot and move in another direction, and that's totally fine. It's totally fine to find yourself back at square one, reprioritize, and then move from there. There is absolutely never any shame in changing your mind or letting something go that is simply not going to work out. And if you ever find that one of your priority items is causing you to feel a lot of uncertainty or friction, or just you feel like you're banging your head against a wall every time you try to tackle it, that might be a good sign that you need to go back and really rethink your priorities and rethink what your ultimate goal is and potentially adjust some things. Because when you're in alignment with what you value and what you're prioritizing, that should feel light and it should feel exciting. It shouldn't feel like a burden, and it shouldn't feel like you are walking underwater as you're trying to make everything come together, if that makes sense. And on to our next step. Now that you have your major priorities all broken down and roadmapped, we can turn to the smaller things. And I'll say here that it's totally fine to consult a wedding checklist or a timeline for guidance and for a 30,000 foot view above. That's fine. But as long as you're staying very aware that you do not have to include everything that you're going to see on that very generic checklist. For some couples, and I love this method, I know it's not for everyone, but for some, it's really freeing and really a fun exercise to use your imagination. Use your imagination like good old-fashioned daydreaming without the assistance of your computer. So forget Google, forget Instagram, forget Pinterest. Unplug your brain and just do an imaginary walkthrough of your wedding day. So I did this with a couple just last week, and it's so fun to see how much you already know you want. And when you tune into it and let yourself hear it and see it, it just all really comes to life. So sometime when you're laying down in bed at night or when you're zoning out at work, close your eyes and imagine your wedding day from start to finish, and take notice of who's there, what are you wearing, what does your ceremony setup look like, what kind of food and drinks are served, is there dancing, are you arriving in a limo? Okay, so anything you see, when you let your imagination do all of this work and you take note of the important things that you notice, you're going to stay completely in your zone and out of the weeds. So for example, if you don't see wedding programs on the seats or elaborate place settings on the tables, or you don't see a DJ or arriving in a limo, then I personally think it's safe to say that those things are not truly important to you, and they can probably be left off of your personalized wedding checklist. So the things that you notice and the things that stand out to you in this imaginary walkthrough, those should go on your personal checklist. And then you're going to break down each of those individual items into sub-components, just like we did for your big priorities. It might not be a multi-step, longer, drawn-out, multi-process thing like those big top priorities we talked about earlier. So I hope you can see things starting to come together. And I'll say here, just pretty please trust your inner vision and trust your imagination. It is a very, very powerful thing. I would highly encourage you to do this wedding day walkthrough a few different times. Have your partner do it. Compare your notes. What's the same? What's different? What are they thinking about that you didn't even think about? And then combine everything and take lots of notes on the things that you've each highlighted in your mind, in your imagination, and then add those onto your checklist. And at this point in the show, you might be wondering, how do we actually make this checklist? Do I have a recommendation? Do I have a sample? And I will say that whatever organizational method you personally prefer to use in your personal life, that's perfectly fine. So that might be a digital task organizer. It might be an app that you use. Maybe it's a shared Google Doc that you create with your fiance. Maybe it's a spreadsheet. Maybe it's something as simple as a journal and a pen. There is no right or wrong way to actually physically create this checklist. It's all about whatever is going to work best for you and whatever is going to keep you organized and feeling like you're on top of things. It's very helpful as you go to categorize the things that can be delegated. So for example, they can either be passed along to your partner to handle on their own, or it could be handed off to your wedding parties, your best man, maid of honor, etc. This way, when your mom asks you what she can help with, you can point her right towards a very specific task, and this is a win-win. She gets to feel included, she gets to be in charge and responsible about something, and you have one less thing to do on your list. And as we wrap things up, I just want to remind you and encourage you to be very intentional, be very disciplined, and trust your instincts throughout this entire process. Example, Lauren is a bride from St. Louis, and she's planning a really incredible 3-day summer wedding experience for about 75 guests. And we've had lots of conversations about her and her fiance's priorities. And even after months and months of identifying their top priorities and really honing in on exactly what they truly want, she still to this day gets caught talking about wedding things that you would typically see at a wedding, and then she will literally stop and say, "Wait, but I don't even want that. So why are we talking about flower centerpieces when we don't even want our guests sitting at traditional tables for a seated meal?" So we have these visions of what a wedding should look like, and it is so ingrained. You may not even realize how ingrained it is into your mind and your perception of what you should be doing as you plan your wedding. So I encourage you to trust your instincts and be aware as things like that come up. It's scary how easy it is to fall back, you know, into those things again that we all see at weddings, and we've always seen that at a wedding, and everyone does that at a wedding, and we assume that that's what our wedding will look like. But now that you have created your very own personalized wedding planning checklist, you are laser focused on exactly what you want, and you know exactly how to make it happen. Our conversation today is just the beginning of creating a well-defined wedding vision that will be your North Star guiding compass throughout the rest of your engagement. Formulating your wedding vision is a priceless investment of your time, and it sounds simple enough, but it's not always easy to separate ourselves from feelings of judgment, doubt, and unrealistic expectations. If you'd like some one-time help, or maybe even ongoing guidance for bringing your wedding vision to life, visit wedpodcast.com for details on how we can work together in a personalized one-on-one setting. That website again is wedpodcast.com. I hope you love today's show. I would love to hear what's on your personalized wedding planning checklist. You can come find me on Instagram at Wedding Planning Podcast. I hope you have an awesome week, and we'll talk again next week, same time, same place. Thank you so much for joining me this week on the Wedding Planning Podcast. I've been sharing my signature wedding planning advice on the podcast for 8 years now, and for the first time ever, I've opened up my door to one-on-one wedding strategy calls. Whether you're looking for just one session to get your wedding plan started, or a series of ongoing support throughout your engagement, I'm here for you. Get the details and book your first call today when you visit wedpodcast.com. We'll talk soon.